You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
The left getting unhinged. I want you to listen to this from Whoopi Goldberg. She said this on The View today. Listen to what she said. Here we go.
A sitting president just accused a former president of treason.
And she is outraged, ladies and gentlemen. Why, it sounds mighty familiar to me. Doesn't it you? How many times was Donald Trump accused of treason? How many times was Donald Trump accused of insurrection? How many times was Donald Trump accused of being a Russian asset and a Russian spy and working with the Russians to overthrow or to win the 2016 and probably 2020 election and the 2024 election? And he's probably going to keep on doing it. So let's continue to listen to old Whoopi here. Here we go.
A sitting president just accused a former president of treason. Now, do people realize how serious an allegation this is? And for me, didn't the Supreme Court, under the guidance of this president, say that presidents have immunity? So that would mean that nothing Obama did, because you didn't say no, that only you have immunity. You said presidents. So this means you have no right to try to take him to court because he did what he did as president. So how does that work? Is it only you who is clear, or are they all clear? In which case, President Biden might be, you know, kicking some new stuff up to you, too. Because if you say nobody has immunity, or everybody, you have to decide which way you're going to go.
See, this is how dumb they are. This is how dumb they are. The Supreme Court ruled that presidents have immunity when they were acting within their bounds, their constitutional bounds as president. That's what the Supreme Court said. Didn't give blanket immunity to presidents. If you were acting within the auspices of your office, you know, pardons, executive orders, signing bills, making legislation, things like that, then whatever you do, you have immunity. Doesn't mean you're not guilty, just means you have immunity from prosecution. But if you go outside the bounds of your office, then in some cases you have no immunity. Now, you tell me, if the president of the United States drummed up allegations in cooperation with the intelligence community, would you think that that was acting within your bounds as president? Does anything in the Constitution say that you can do that? No, of course not. Would that be treason? It would certainly rise to it, in my opinion. Not only did you try to interfere in the election, then you tried to delegitimize Donald Trump's entire presidency. But notice how outraged she is. Oh, you can't go. You can't call. A sitting president can't call a former president guilty of treason. Oh, my gosh. Well, in that case, we need to go back and grab all the files of all the Democrats during the Biden administration, because that's all they did. Man, isn't it? I'm thinking they're getting nervous. I really am. I'm thinking they're getting a little bit nervous. Now that Whoopi Goldberg's out there and she's talking about immunity for Obama. But again, remember, immunity only means you can't be prosecuted for it. Doesn't mean you're not guilty. So here's the question. When Nixon was doing what he was doing at Watergate Hotel, was that within the bounds of his presidency? No, not really. Now, we all know that he resigned and didn't get impeached for it, but...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
I think this is a lot more. Let's go to Jeff in Greenwood about me in Watergate. Well, welcome, Jeff.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey.
If I remember correctly, it was before my time, but from history, in Watergate, weren't they just trying to find dirt on the opponent?
But in this case,
they're trying to make up the dirt.
Yeah, they were just drumming
worse.
It up. I think
right,
this is far worse. Far worse.
I do too.
So, I mean,
Go get him.
I hope Trump does. I appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff. If nothing else, now, do I think he's going to be prosecuted for this? No, I don't. As much as I would love to see it, I don't think that's going to happen. Because you see, President Trump always wants to put the country first. And sometimes, if that means letting some things go, just like the whole lock her up with Hillary Clinton. Donald and Hillary ought to be thankful. She's not. But she ought to be. That Donald Trump extended that olive branch to her. Now, did she bite his hand when he did it? Oh, absolutely. But I don't think he's going to be prosecuted. I would love to see the investigation. I would love to see a bigger investigation into this to find out exactly, first of all, where have those files been for the past, well, since 2016? That's something I would like to know. Who's been keeping them in the vault over there in the intelligence community? Why didn't the Durham report and the Mueller report find this information? Well, I guess we will just have to see. But we know now, beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Obama administration was indeed... And I never thought I would say this. I really didn't, because I thought from now on we would know that the Joe Biden administration was the most corrupt administration that this country has ever known. Joe Biden's got to be a very happy guy these days, because this is taking all of the focus off of him and his debacle as president. I think the most corrupt administration we've ever had as it stands is the Obama administration, the administration that was supposed to be free of scandal. It wasn't free of scandal. It was free of the reporting of scandal. Because everybody in the mainstream media, they just fell all over. Oh, it's Barack Obama. Were those kids, remember that? Barack Hussein Obama. Rush used to play that all the time, teaching the school kids to worship Barack Obama. Come to find out. And by the way, this guy started his political career drumming up dirt on one of his opponents to get him to drop out on the race. So what's the saying? Let's end as we, or let's start as we mean to end. That's exactly what Obama did. That's what he was trying to do with Donald Trump. So there you go. When we get back, horrible story coming out of Alabama. It's the Charlie James Show, News Talk 98.9 WRD, the voice of the Carolinas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.